I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Let's absolutely get after it, babe. Dude, I've stopped. I'm with the hot. This is the hottest lineup we ever had.
Yeah, just hottest looking at the outline, this is already.
Oh, dude, it's stacked.
I can see it getting off the rails.
It's gonna. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Andrew East last night at the baseball game. He's like, dude, can you imagine what your life would be without a podcast? I go, no.
Do you remember life pre-pod?
I was like, is that the most narcissistic thing ever?
Yeah,
like
life BP.
Yeah, like pod. Get on. Who was it that was talking about? We were watching a Joel Osteen sermon.
Nice.
On the way, like with Lydia is on the news, and then right after the news at 10 o'clock is a Joel Osteen.
She opens for Joel.
You know what? I hadn't thought about it like that.
Kinda.
But yeah. And he was talking about he goes, I went into, you know, he does like a little anecdote at the top of the, or he's talking about his sermons, he kind of replays into his own personal life. He goes, I was at the mechanic and I said, hey, I need this new part for my car. And he said, we don't sell that part here. And he said, I said, again, I got this part here. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, we don't sell that part here. And then he's like, no, I'm pretty sure. And he goes, the mechanic said to Joel Osteen, I got this part. No, the mechanic. Yeah, Joel said to the mechanic, I got this part here. I'd like to order. He said, he goes, you know what? The part's not here and don't ask again.
Oh.
And Joel Osteen thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask you again tomorrow. The next day, I'm going to call. I'm going to talk to your manager. Like the sermon was about patience or holding your tongue or something. And I go, oh, you're just doing what we do with the pot.
Yeah.
You just like have an interaction, right? During the day.
Yeah.
And you go, oh God.
Yeah.
And you can't deal with it. And you're like,
how do I weave this into a message?
How am I going to write this wrong? Yes. I go, I'm just going to. The things I see on the internet that I'm frustrated by, I go, I'm going to have to talk about this on the pod.
Same thing.
And then that's Joel doing what we do.
That's
I do that.
Yep.
I do that. Whatever you're in you're in the line at the fast food restaurant and this guy goes, and then you go, I'm going to talk about this on the pod.
Yep.
That's what Andrew, I think, was saying about like all these things. And you're like, and I hopefully we are that for other people as well.
Yeah.
That they go, yeah, these guys kind of try to put some kind of context around it.
Yeah. And at this point, we'll ask you just donate. Just go ahead and donate to the
podcast. Yeah, that's it.
Same thing. Yeah, we're all the same.
There's a number on the bottom of the screen.
Call in.
My sister, I had dinner with my sister and she said, we were at Edley's or something. And it's one of those places where you stand in a line, order, and then go sit down and they bring you your order.
With a little number flag?
Yeah. And she pressed zero she listens to the pod. She pressed zero on the tip. She goes, it's so crazy. I happily and confidently press no tip.
Nice.
Because of, I'm not saying because of us, but like because of. Because
people have been talking about it.
And we say, yes. And I don't either. And there's people around. And when we started talking about it, it was a little, you would when you were alone, but still when there are people around, I just go zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. Cat's out of the bag. Everybody's
zero.
On the same page.
And now I think everybody, but it's strange that. Maybe there's a situation in your personal life, but you go, yeah, I got this whole group of people kind of that have my back.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a, like, well, I'm alone here at this kiosk, but there's a ton of people listening to this podcast that we're all kind of together in whatever way.
They'll back me.
And we're all going, no, we don't do it either.
Yeah.
And everybody emails in all the time.
Yeah. The no tipping emails have not stopped.
Not stopped.
Like that's probably one of the few topics that has just stayed a through line. People continue to say it and give examples. Like there's more emails than we can even bring
really?
To the show.
They're all about tipping.
Yeah.
Which I think you do have a point of view, a perspective in life, and you would like to, I guess you're like influencing people, but like not to like buy your handbags, just with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do have ads, but like you're like influencing them with like just with take this if you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, where we're charting.
Where are we charting this week?
Well, Andrew failed the last because he didn't know where the Philippines was.
Yeah, that was a tough start.
Nigeria, we're big in Nigeria. Then we were in the Philippines. We're still charting over the Philippines.
A couple people, by the way, in the comments I did see sided with Andrew.
They did? It
pains me to say that. But yeah, so a couple of people were like, I didn't know either. Now I know.
He's like, I don't think I want to be sided with him on that.
I mean, I was wrong. I was Philip- wrong. I didn't know.
Yeah.
How do you side with the wrong answer?
Yeah.
They found a way.
Well, I think it's because it seems he's like, oh, are you what the mix up in this country is? You're like, oh, are you Latino? Mm-hmm. Or like, are you like Mexican? You, no, Filipino. That's like, it's like kind of offensive because it's so far away.
Yeah.
But the skin colors look similar.
Sure.
I think that's the right.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that wrong.
No, yeah. I think they have similar traits.
The skin color looks similar.
Sure.
Well, as of this week, we are charting in all podcasts, the 2,393rd podcast in China.
Ooh.
I know, wow. Dude. I know.
Hey, first of all, congrats. Hey, dude, that's we great. Out here.
Love that.
There's
love
a lot
that.
Going on between us and them these days.
What do we know
yeah,
about China?
Yeah, a lot going on. Andrew?
I mean, what? Everything. We know all the things about China.
They
I know
gave,
where it is.
It's big.
We know that they don't like us.
No, that's not true. Do they?
Well, their government definitely doesn't.
Yeah,
like
they're. Wait, how did they get podcasts over there? I don't know either.
How did we sneak through the border?
Yeah.
We snuck through the filter.
Wait, I tried to look up the we talked about this before, the box office. The biggest movie in the world is like Avatar. It was like, all right, well, here or everywhere.
Mm.
And I tried to look up the local movie theater in China, and like I couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
I like looked up movie theater. I put in like Beijing in my app, and then I tried to, like, you can't. It's a little.
It's not a thing.
No, you can't do that. Yeah. They tightened it up. I don't think they have YouTube over there.
Well, I think however much we think we may know about China here on the podcast, they know way more
they
about
know,
us.
Yeah. They're like, they're over there. They're like, hey, did you know the 2,393rd podcast? Net positive. Yeah. Oh, we know. Yeah. We know.
Yeah. The 2,392 before that are all Chinese too.
China. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
We're the first, the highest ranking English speaking
ever
podcast in China. Ever.
We made it through.
Yeah.
They allowed us.
We got past the borders.
Or an ally.
Behind enemy lines.
China. Welcome aboard. let me say,
title of the episode: China. Welcome aboard.
China. Welcome aboard. What's ni hao? Is it?
Is that hello?
Hi. I think ni hao. I know that.
Sure.
I know that from Rush Hour.
Okay. They got a big wall over there.
They got a big wall.
Big wall.
They make your iPhone.
They do.
They make the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is getting on.
I don't know. We owe them a lot of money.
Yeah, we owe them a lot of money. I think there's always, TikTok. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
TikTok. Yeah. I spend a lot of my time with the Chinese.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
Yeah. Unknowingly. Yes. Hours a day with the Chinese.
The Chinese.
Just scrolling.
You know what's crazy about like all the like conspiracy theories and all like the like, nobody, a human being is not that complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's like money, power, going to the beach, and sex.
Food probably somewhere in there.
Yeah, food. Yeah, no one. We're not to be that complicated. The Chinese is like, all right, what we're going to do is infiltrate. I'm not saying this is a good pro China, I guess, but I'm not saying
we're falling out of the charts as we speak.
But I go, nobody's the problem with like the environment or like the global warming is like, you're going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be. Like, no one cares that much about 100 years from now,
because
you're not going to be here.
Right.
Some people kind of do.
Sure.
But to be like, what the Chinese did is they infiltrated our, like Andrew Schultz has that bit about, it's not a bit. The Chinese on their algorithm is like a bunch of kids learning engineering and ours is dancing. So it's going to like. Slowly,
it's eroding the social
and they're gonna
fabric
take,
of America.
Take it. They could take over us. They could take us over now.
Or they could just say, "Hey, you owe us all that money today." Now,
On. And like what? And what are they like? They're getting information on like so they can advertise to us.
Mm-hmm.
And like they, They don't want like I don't know. Maybe like our president, a different president over here is more favorable to them. I see some of that stuff. I go, yeah, like. The COVID, I go, we were just dumb. There wasn't a hey, here's what we're going to do to like mind control for the Republican. I go, they just were scared to lose power.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to lose power. So they're like, we got to put sand on the skate park in like LA or whatever, like on the skate because you're like, and you can't go to the beach because everyone who was like so scared and they were operating out of fear and they are in positions of power and they don't want to lose them.
Right. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And we didn't know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And people made some right choices. People made some wrong choices.
Yeah. But you can't think like that, dude. It's too logical. You got to think more conspiratorial because that's just way more fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun.
You got to just tumble down that rabbit hole.
I like it. Yeah, well, you know, the like schizophrenia and like some of the, no, what are you
Sorry, I'm just laughing.
What's Andrew laughs
right now? My bad.
No, it's like one of the symptoms is like extreme paranoia.
Yeah.
So like, it's fun to like dabble around in there, but you know, the conspiracy too far guy.
Yes.
Like the bunker on the side of the mountain guy. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. If the government wanted to take your property, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
You're one guy.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have a steel-plated, dug into the side of a mountain, food rations, and I was going to say IEDs. They're not IEDs. The AUD. What are the meal things?
Meal things?
The meal, they're like people in the prison. Not people. People in the
IED, the military.
An IED is a bomb.
Meal.
The PUI or something like that. What is it called?
Acronym.
Meal.
MREs.
MRE. Yeah, yeah. What did I say? IED.
IEDs.
Yeah, MRE. Yeah. That's like a during
ready to eat.
Yeah. So you like have them in your, like you're going to have a bunch of water in a 50-gallon drum, some MREs, and some guns.
Yeah, hey, that'll hold them off. Yeah.
Hey, go to your kid's soccer game, dude. Like, go to, like, help your daughter with her, like, proposal for the school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Help her daughter with her project.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit much. Oh, speaking of, dude, you came out to the show.
I did.
Alex headed up to old Louisville.
Thanks for having me, man. It was great.
Well, he said that's the closest one to here. And you're like, I'm going to come through. See what it's all about.
Nice, easy drive up.
See what it's all about.
Stayed the night. It was great.
Don't go on Louisville. Dude.
Don't get me going,
Alex,
man.
Is taking heat. Alex is taking a lot of heat on the internet for his takes on Denver, Colorado.
It's gotten
a lot of traction.
It's now gotten outside of our fan base.
Yeah, it's gotten outside. And it's not good.
No, it's
not. I used to live there and I would defend it if I had a...
Would you?
I would. No, if I had information to defend it. Yeah. If I had like, if I could. I heard it
if
all.
If I had good points, I would argue that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
No, Louisville was great. I had a great... I had a great time there. We were there for a couple of days. It's got a pulse.
You stayed a couple of days?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, good for you.
Nice. There's a pulse. That was what I came away with. It's like, there's life here. There's stuff going on here. Yeah. There's restaurants, the right there's bars, there's events going on. There was a great comedy show that I drop in
great
on.
Great comedy show.
Yep, dude, really good show.
Thank you, man.
Really cool. Yeah. And like I've heard you talk about, you got to see the live show. You got to see the live show to everybody. Show.
Yeah.
You're right. And it's not just because of you just on stage.
Yeah.
There's more to it and I'll leave it there. I don't want to spoil things.
Oh, yeah.
But dude, there's a lot more to it that you don't get to see unless you go. So go is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's obviously Derek and Caleb who have both been in here on the pod, and then live. The thing about is you can tell what like you said. There's a pulse. Mm-hmm. Like to Derek and first of all, Caleb goes out, does 10 minutes, and I know his like keywords of his, that see what's working.
Yep.
For him. So you get every city. I go Louisville, Kentucky, Southern. All right, I kind of got not big metropolitan, but also not Lexington. It's like a city. Mm-hmm. And then he's making jokes. And then I go, all right, got it. I'm kind of on my notes. I'm listening on the intercom in the green room.
Nice.
And then Derek goes out and I'm kind of, all right, got it. And then I kind of had the general vibe of where we're going. And then you could see it getting the crowd energizing around certain topics.
Yep.
And then not, which crazy is live, it's so much more, you're just sitting there like, because we had, I remember the joke about the airport mist. We did it at the end.
TSA thing? Or?
No, we did it at the end where all three of us are on. Why is it an international airport?
Yes.
And everybody goes, FedEx.
Yeah.
Or UPS or something.
Yeah, they like had an answer for it immediately.
Yeah, then I go, it's like live. I go, that's the crazy, and my specials will say, I go, this is live.
Yeah.
Like we're not... It's like going to a baseball game. Like you watch the highlights, you go, I already know. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm at this game.
Yeah.
And it's like two outs in the bottom of the ninth. You're like sitting there like, I can't believe I'm witnessing this.
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No,
it's like that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah. And the live show is and always has been the best product. I think the John Christ has to offer.
It's awesome.
The pod's great though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, but I mean, it's on, is your comedy on Chinese charts?
Oh, it should be. You know? Yeah. Like, I got to look probably on YouTube, not on YouTube. Yeah. Speaking of the live show, we got some dates coming up. We're coming to, let's see, where are we going this weekend? Salt Lake City, two shows, and Colorado Springs. And then the next weekend, the 23rd and 24th and 25th, Sacramento, Fresno, Thousand Oaks. And then we're going to Las Vegas, San Diego, Anaheim. And the tour wraps up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And then September, October, November, December, we going through Canada. We're going everywhere, bro. We're going through the South, Atlanta, Birmingham, Springfield, Illinois. We're going everywhere.
Yeah, the fall run looks
crazy. We're going to shut the engines down for like July and August.
Cool.
And then we're coming back on.
Summer break.
Fire, baby. Love it. Oh, yeah. This week's episode brought to you by, we got a new sponsor, baby.
Yes.
Good Ranchers.
Love it.
Is on the team. Ladies and gentlemen, Good Ranchers is, let me just say this. Here's how it works. Somebody says they want to advertise, right?
Yep.
They send us whatever they have.
Right.
Okay. So it's Henson in this case is shaving or Manscaped or whoever we've had around for forever. They send me, Good Rancher sends me a box of meat.
Yeah.
And dude, as a guy that is a guy, this is it.
As a guy that's a guy, absolutely.
You open this thing, it's like on dry ice. Yes. And it's got a bunch of, and you open this, it's just like the thickest. I got mine. I don't know what mine is, but I mean,
it's on dry ice. So it's like a magic trick almost.
Oh yeah. Like you open it up. It's chest. Like, yeah, instead of it, pull, yeah, you pull up. Yeah, you pull a pig out, I guess, but it's dead.
Sure.
Yeah. Come on. That's not, dude.
Is why? There a rabbit? Is there
yeah,
rabbit?
No, there's no rabbit. I was going to say rabbit, but yeah. I mean, there's fat slices of bacon, chicken, steak, like all the meat.
Yeah.
And we cooked, I've had tacos with it. We had a piece of steak. Lydia cooked us two pieces of steak. I'm telling you. And Lydia, how do I say this? How do I say this without what Lydia's family and friends listen and they always fact check me if I say something incorrect? Lydia, cooking meat is not on the top of her list.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
Sure.
All right. She's a good cook.
Sure.
But like, I don't cook steak either. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed. Yeah. So we cook it in the oven or skillet, or I don't have a grill because it's not allowed from HOA.
Okay.
So, but I can put it on the bacon on the front. But so anyway, she cooked this piece of steak, and if you never cook, like, don't start out with an expensive piece of meat.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
She goes I cooked the steak, come over for dinner, and I go, this is the most unbelievable piece of meat I've ever had. And she go, I go, what did you put on this? She goes, butter.
Whoa.
I know, and I don't want to be like overly about like, but this meat is unbelievable.
Wow.
The chicken tastes like, it's like that, it has the consistency of like not bubble gum, but it's like, oh, I think I cooked it wrong, and then I go, oh, I cooked it right. It's different chicken.
Oh, interesting.
It's different chicken than the chicken you get at the store. It's better. It's just better.
Yeah, just better higher meat. Quality.
100% American. Is that correct?
Yes, 100% American. Good Ranchers has never and will never source meat from outside of the United States. They are committed to sourcing the best quality in America and bringing it to your door in every box.
Oh, yeah. And I think there's a holiday coming up for men, I believe.
Yes, I believe it's Father's
Let's
Day.
Let's go. What's dad's like? Golfing. Can't do that anymore because it's bought by Liv. Yep. So you can't have if you want to support the Saudis, go buy your golf stuff for your husband. This is getting way off track. But listen, every dad likes to grill. He already has the fork and spoon or whatever that you got him last year.
Right.
Get him a box, bro, from Good Ranchers. 30% off the best Father's Day gift you can give at goodranchers.com with code NETPOSITIVE.
And this price lock guarantee that they have, you can lock in your price for 2 full years with a subscription to Good Ranchers. So for 24 months, your price is guaranteed not to go up. So imagine if you could have locked in your price 2 years ago, you would have saved hundreds on all the meat you buy. So get in now, basically, is what they're saying, because
Good Ranchers,
you know, inflation happens and stuff.
Top quality meats, baby. Yeah. Look at that. It said we've donated over 100 million meals to Americans in need.
Yeah, Good Ranchers donates 10 meals for
these
every
are our
box
people,
order.
Bro. Here, bro. These are our people.
This is good stuff.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. So get 30% off that Father's Day gift at goodranchers.com.
And I'll be eating that positive. You'd be eating alongside us. We'd be eating the same bacon, baby.
Dude, I can't wait to get my hands on this.
Oh, yeah. That's it right there, baby. Good Ranchers. Go check them out. All right. A lot going on in the news this week.
Yeah.
Top, let's get to the, a lot of people submitted the, as predicted, a lot of people had a lot of thoughts and support and against Republican or Democrat.
Yes. One that's of our most engaged with segments yet.
And that's what happens every time.
Yeah.
I go, dude, if it, it's just that we didn't plan that.
No.
It was just funny. I don't know how we got on that.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
We were talking about, we're talking about Memorial Day weekend.
Oh yeah. Oh, you. I went to the Soho House.
And that, yeah, yeah, we went to very different, very different Memorial Day.
Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of user submitted themes.
Yeah.
And we're gonna debate them. Should we?
Yeah. Let's all run through. Let's run through a list. Let's this is a list that we've compiled from conversations we saw people having in comment sections and in emails with us, and all.
You
that.
Pick out the good ones, and we'll give it a shot.
All right. Here we go. So Republican or Democrat is all what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Republican or Democrat. A couch.
Dude, this is going to just get inflammatory on either side. I mean, you want to say that generally if, I mean, I was going to say like hard work is Republican, but that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. I was going to say it, but I didn't say it. So I said I didn't say
you
it.
You didn't
I
say it.
I
right.
didn't say it.
If you were to have said that.
Like I would say like the kind of work they do in country songs is Republican.
Okay.
So like tech hard work, it might not, it's not getting, you're just not baling hay. Any of the work they do in an FGL song is hard work.
Right.
The sun on your neck.
Yep.
Baling, tractor, farming, any type of that. Mm-hmm. So I would say the opposite of that is sitting on the couch.
Mm.
So I would say a couch would be Democrat.
Okay.
You can also be productive on a couch.
Extremely.
And that's not, a couch is not for sleep.
Right.
A couch is for relaxing during work hours. Okay. Is it?
I mean, you could definitely relax on it after work hours too, but I would probably say you can't just isolate the couch. It depends on what else is going on
what's
near
the, going
couch,
on in the couch.
Primarily probably across from it's probably a TV and what is on the TV. I think that probably dictates whether the couch leans left or right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because I would think a couch is like during the day when you're on like disability or unemployment, mm-hmm. you're on the couch. A couch potato is not, all right, yeah, there we are. We're getting somewhere.
And are potatoes left or right? I think
potatoes
then it comes down to that.
Are Idaho's right.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but potatoes are maybe, what they've done to potatoes, just kidding. That's a little bit of a stretch. I would say if we had to choose, a couch is gonna be left.
I would agree with that. I would say left.
All right, okay. Next.
Next, Tesla, the car.
Oh, a lot of people submitted that because I know what that because it was one thing and now it's the other.
Mm.
I think, right?
It's an interesting one still, I think.
Yeah, it is because it was obviously a very progressive vehicle.
Yep.
I would say electric vehicles in general are Democrat.
Yep.
Is that fair to say? More environmentally friendly? I mean, they're not because of the batteries and they got to drop them in the ocean, but they think they are. So come on, John, unnecessary. Do you have one?
I don't have one.
I don't have one either.
I would agree with you though. I think. Generally, they started out as a left-leaning
thing. And look at me, because it was before that, it was the Prius.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember the Prius?
The Tesla's the cool Prius.
It's a Prius for rich people.
Nice, yeah.
Well, but it's not even, you don't have to be that rich to get a
no,
Tesla.
No, they have that.
Tesla's
that,
very affordable.
That cheap one, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say it used to be, but now, I mean, people aren't, the thing about like canceling and boycotting and all that stuff is like, all right, they were like, I don't agree with Elon Musk. They're like, all right, well, trade in your Tesla. And that's what we said last week.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on Twitter goes, I'm done with Chick-fil-A. I go, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with Target. You're not. Now, if you're not. I'm done with American Airlines because the way they treat it, but you're not. If next week they're like, it's that flight's cheaper. That's what I'm saying. Everything about, you're just, people want money and power and food.
So where's Tesla now?
To go to Myrtle Beach. I would say Tesla's still on the left.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I think it's still there. It's still the number one car of Silicon Valley.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
still
yeah,
that
yeah,
car.
Yeah. And it's a, yeah, yeah, yeah. And,
so I would say Tesla's still left.
And, I mean, Elon Musk is, I think Elon Musk is kind of similar to like a Trump guy that he was like this is where kind of the support is or like the, but Trump is like wasn't really like a Republican.
You're saying he's just feeding his base.
I think but the things that he's saying, he's like, I think that it was the gender and the race stuff swung so far over here that he's like, all right, I'm not that far. And then he kind of, and then he was pushed over to the other side.
Yeah.
But he's like just a free speech guy.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff he says on Twitter is right.
But right. I would say, meaning correct or right meaning rightly.
Okay. All right.
Well, hey, I'm trying to help you out, dude.
But Tesla, I would still say he's left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay. What about glasses?
What are they for?
Glasses
seeing,
to drink?
Seeing glasses.
Spectacles.
Left. Okay. Yeah, left, 100%.
Like, why so definite?
Because that's just like a girl with like pink hair and bangs. Okay. It's like working at a coffee shop and like telling you that you're like doing wrong on the environment. Okay.
I think glasses are left because I think the typical nerdy stereotype falls left.
Oh, yeah.
And left. I think if at any point, like even, at any point, if you have to do this.
Oh, left. Oh, left. Yeah. You're voting for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
for
I'm
sure.
Pushing. Oh, no, he's not even listening. Left. I'm pushing the glasses up.
That's
my nose.
Left. That's 100% left. Yeah. Yeah, because if you get in the kid, yeah, if going back to high school, the kid doing this in our class comes to be, and the captain of the football team is Republican.
Yeah, he's wearing contacts.
Oh, yeah, he's getting LASIK.
Yeah.
Yeah, LASIK. Yeah. LASIK has to be right. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
How about jogging?
Is jogging Republican or Democrat?
I think this one's tough because I think I would immediately say, well, what are they wearing?
Yeah.
Because if I tell you I'm jogging, but then I also tell you I'm wearing a tactical weighted vest and camo shorts and aviators.
You're a Republican.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're jogging.
And I say I'm wearing some 5-inch inseam Nike shorts and some Asics on my feet.
And what city? Yeah.
And I'm, yeah.
Asics is Democrat?
For sure. I think Asics is Democrat.
Left? Oh, yeah. I think jogging. But you can also jog on a treadmill. I was going to say jogging to me is like suburbs after work. You're not like, you're not competing, but you need to just get a little loose.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a stress relief.
Okay.
But I don't think of jogging as like at the whatever that gym is. What's the gym that everybody loves in New York, in LA? It's like very... Yeah, Equinox. Yeah, I don't consider that jogging. You're going to work out. You're working out. Even if you're jogging on a treadmill, you're working out.
Yeah.
So jogging to me is in a neighborhood in the suburbs.
Okay.
That's jogging. What are the suburbs?
Right.
Suburbs are right. Right? Are you saying right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying correct.
Yeah, the suburbs are lean right.
The suburbs lean right.
The middle class is right.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed. Yeah. Because in the cities, it's going to be left for sure. Cities in general are left.
Oh, cities are left. Yeah. Suburbs and country's right.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not even debatable.
Right.
The country is right.
So suburbs, there's probably a little bit of a blend there. It's like brackish water. Like it's part salt water, part fresh water.
Yeah, that's kind of merging together. Are. That's what jogging is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
What about putting away your grocery cart at like in the parking lot after you're done with it instead of versus just leaving it in the spot?
I think parking incorrectly is right.
Parking your vehicle, is a wrong is a Republican thing.
Yes,
okay.
I think that's like a uneducated and / this is wild. Not uneducated. That's like a truck.
Say, sure
not, Republicans are not uneducated. No. Republicans are not uneducated. The stereotype
we're going
would be,
by stereotypes, though.
Yeah, not graduating. I'll be honest with you. Not graduating high school is Republican.
Okay,
it is.
Okay,
it is.
I think I can go with that.
Wait. Let me think. We should just stop this bit. But I'm thinking about like a Daytona, like NASCAR Talladega type. Jean shorts, cutoff T-shirt.
Yeah,
not graduated high school.
What do I need maths for?
Yeah, what
I don't need maths.
Yeah, that's Republican.
Right.
Yeah. Which one are we talking about?
Putting away grocery carts.
Putting away the grocery cart. Yeah. So putting away the grocery cart. So you loaded up your grocery. What's getting groceries? That's everybody. Everybody has to eat.
Yeah. That's
we can't
everyone.
Take a side on
that. Yeah. You could go by grocery store if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. Whole Foods is left.
Mm-hmm. Trader Joe's probably left.
Left.
I frequent both, by the way.
Kroger is right. Winn-Dixie is right. Piggly Wiggly is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aldi is right.
Is it?
You know Aldi?
Yeah. Is it?
Oh, it could be left.
I don't know. I just love how you can look at something and go left or right.
Yeah,
like, you just know it immediately.
I think not putting away your grocery cart is left.
Okay, I would go right.
All right, what's your?
Wow. I think it's a right thing.
Yeah,
in the same way that you argued for the parking. Mm-hmm. I just leave this here. Someone else get it.
Yeah,
so that's somebody's job.
It's somebody's job.
Someone's getting paid.
That's a right thing. Mm-hmm. Like not. Yeah, somebody. This is somebody's job. Yeah. That's a right.
And I'm doing a character right now, by the way. I put away my carts. Somebody is absolutely going. Somebody's job. They're getting paid to do that.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave this here. They'll take care of it.
That's a good point. That's all right. Right. Yeah.
I think it's a Republican thing.
All right. Let's do one more.
What about purebred dogs? And again, these are all crowdsourced. Like, this is all you guys talking about this. These are amazing.
Yeah. That's left.
That's left?
Has to be.
How come?
Because if you're like right, is like the dog is walking around in the neighborhood and it's in your yard for 3 days. That's how you get a dog. People on the right. And they don't, people on the right don't care about it as positioning or appearances as much as people on the left. Looking good instead of actually being good.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know. We just got this. We bought this at PetSmart and we don't know what they ethically what they do back there.
Yeah.
The left is very image conscious and they want to, because purebred.
Well, wouldn't they adopt then?
Oh, wait, what's the?
I'm saying wouldn't a Democrat adopt a sheltered?
Yeah, rescue.
A Democrat
would rescue. Yeah. And this is just a purebred bought?
Purebred dog.
Oh, so you can't rescue a purebred?
I guess you could. Yeah,
it's like the Kentucky Derby.
I guess
dogs,
when I think of like, right? When I think of purebred, I think going to a breeder, you're paying them a lot of money.
That's Republican.
They're breeding these dogs. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Especially because like, what's more American than like a purebred golden?
And then you can't like who rescued who? Mm. All that. Don't go to the breeder.
Bumper stickers.
Go to the Humane Society.
Yeah,
that's left.
Yeah,
purebred dogs, 100% right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got it.
Oh, we solved it. What's another one? The reading the newspaper?
Yeah.
Reading the newspaper. Well, news. It's not news, though. It's reading, specifically reading the newspaper. And that would be the opposite of progressive.
Reading?
So it has to be. No, the newspaper.
The newspaper.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got crossed there.
Progressive is left, right? So traditional would be right.
Mm.
Reading the newspaper. I don't care. I get my. But
you,
the,
you could also be like hipster.
All the newspapers.
You could be hipster and be I like to curl up on my couch with my, you know,
glasses
Come on, and my dude. Sweater and I oh, my yeah. coffee that oh, I make myself yeah. every morning.
Every
and
the
then
newspaper.
I sit down and read the newspaper like a real, like real intellectual.
Oh, yeah. Like they're like.
So that could go Democrat, I think.
Somebody
too.
On the bus in Manhattan reading a newspaper is a Democrat.
Yeah. And I think the net Definitely. Positive here is everybody does everything. That's what that's
everybody what, does everything.
Everything
yeah.
can go either way yeah. here.
And also, we don't hold strictly to any of those, by
no,
the way.
No.
Yeah.
Depending on the day, I'll switch up all of these.
I'll switch up all of them, baby. You want to get to the news?
Let's hit some news.
Let's get to the
Which
news.
Which one do you want
to
hit?
Wait,
first?
I got something to show you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, let me do this right now.
Let's do it.
I guess. All right. So pull up.
I just want to do it because I'm eager. John's all been right. teasing this since he walked into the studio this
and
morning.
And I said,
I have no idea what
I
this
said,
is.
Dude, I'm not going to. What did I say? I'm not going to send it to you, right?
You said, yeah, you said, wait until we get on there and then I'll send it to you and then you can react.
Yeah. All right. So I don't want
to.
All right.
If it
so
has
pull
anything
up,
to do with Denver, I'm going to be pissed.
Nope. Pull up the thing I sent you.
Okay. You sent me.
I sent you one of my
clips from your stand up.
Yep.
Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, play it. Okay.
Let me get this pulled up.
My bad. Yeah.
Here we go.
This is a piece of, this is from my stand-up posted like a month ago.
Hold on. My bad. I'm having difficulties.
No, you good. My bad. That was, I sprung that on you.
All right.
This Here is a piece go. Of my stand-up I posted on, say.
Oh, so parents are just making stuff up and you guys are like, yeah, bro.
Oh, we got to go back to
the
start.
My parents are lying to me the whole.
It's about parents. Maybe this is done.
Yeah, bro.
No, hold on.
If my parents are lying to me, the whole, you ever swallow a piece of gum? How long does it stay in your stomach? That's not true.
Okay, stop. That's it. So I go, how long does a piece of gum stay in your stomach? 7 years.
Yep.
All right. Go to the link I just sent you.
Did you text it to me?
Yep. I texted it net positive. Bro.
No way.
Bro, dude.
No way,
bro.
Dude.
That's what I'm right saying.
Now, oh, my goodness.
The sign guy.
No way.
I mean, he has to.
So you posted that
stand-up
clip.
Now he's just messing with us.
You posted that clip from your stand-up 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This was posted 16 hours ago.
He has a swear word in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, I
just passed the gum I swallowed 7 years ago.
There's no
way. He's listening, dude.
This guy, dude, now he's messing with us. You know,
so random.
That is, there's no way.
Whoa, dude.
Somebody sent it to me. They go, I had to send this to you.
Yeah, this was 16 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's listening.
Passed the gum I swallowed 7 years ago. You know how like
he's paying attention.
All right. You know how like there in all the movies, there's like he's like the murderer. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the FBI guys and they're trying to figure. And then now he's just like, he knows that they know,
but he's not letting on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he is.
You think we need to work out like a blink twice if you're watching type thing?
Yeah. If he puts that up.
Yeah.
He's like somebody that's like on the shore and there's like a boat and they're like putting up signals. And like, I know he knows that we're here.
He has to.
And I don't even know what his name is.
Dude with a sign.
But there's like, I also looked up like bro with a sign, and that's like a different one. I was like, where can I find that? Because the guy, is that what the guy looks like?
That's him, yeah.
That's him.
Mm-hmm.
And he must live in New York, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And I must say he got to get his buddy. He must have to get his buddy to.
To take the pics?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. I like him. And I go on to read the book he brought on vacation. Very funny.
That's a good one.
That's very funny. Yeah. Where is he? What city does he live in?
I think it's New York.
This is like one of those things that like.
He's been doing this for years, man. Yeah. Years.
How many followers does he have? Lots.
7.9 mil.
That's the best when you just find a thing and you go, I'm just going to do this.
Just ride this thing out.
And you should. Gosh, dude. No movie needs to be 3 hours long. True. True. Dang. Yeah. Call your grandparents. We like the guy.
Call your grandparents is kind of like, yeah, we like your parents.
A little stretch there.
I love it, dude.
Somebody sent that in. I go, dude, I gotta have Alex. But what we do on this podcast, different than TikTok, these are real blind reacts.
Yeah.
Anyone blind reacting to anything, you're not.
No, they're not.
No, you're not. Mm-mm. Yeah. That is, I wanted to show you that because that's got freaking awesome, dude.
That's so funny, yeah, man.
Let's get to the news. I get that
what do you want to hit first?
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I sent you this too.
Yes.
Taylor, you want to read
John it? Sent me this one, and all I've read so far is the headline. So I'll be blind reacting to this
Taylor
as well.
Swift.
Already Taylor Swift I'm fans. Having a hard time.
Okay. Somebody sent me I saw a TikTok about somebody that was gay that hated Pride Month, mm-hmm. hated it. She goes, because I'm gay, it's not my personality.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who I am. That's not my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, but the Taylor Swift fans make me laugh in a way that like that's their personality.
Yes.
Taylor Swift is their personality.
They are a Swiftie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they like, that's how they dress. That's what Taylor Swift, that's everything to them. Like, mm-hmm. I go to the show.
Yeah.
And love the show.
Yeah.
It's not become your person. Anything that becomes anyone's personality becomes a nightmare.
Yes. Agreed. All right. So here's the headline. Some Taylor Swift fans claim intense experience at live shows causes, quote, post-concert amnesia. No, it doesn't.
Here's the thing. Super quick, though. Super quick. It doesn't. It does.
Because how possibly could it?
That's like that. That's like the guy that said he can't remember people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Oh, you mean Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt. Yeah. Brad Pitt.
That guy.
Oh, yeah. The guy that can't remember people.
Yeah.
The guy that can't remember people's faces.
Yeah.
All right. Read some of the article.
Okay. As Taylor Swift tours across the country, some fans are claiming they have post-concert amnesia, saying they have trouble remembering the show.
Hmm.
Oh boy, because you were probably posting the whole thing on your Snapchat story. But anyways, scientists say,
go back and look at your Instagram yeah, history. You have the whole show on there.
Scientists say the condition, oh great, scientists are entertaining
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, here
they
the scientists.
They say the condition stems from sensory overload.
Mm-hmm.
The concert overall exceeded, there's a quote, the concert overall exceeded every expectation that you could have imagined, said Jenna, who attended a show that was part of the pop star's sold out Eras tour.
Okay.
It's just overwhelming in the best way.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Some Swifties have taken to social media saying the experience was so spectacular that they have shaken off, nice,
some memories of the show.
Come on. What are we doing?
Immediately we know this is written by a Swiftie to say shake it off. So like
bias. This needs to be fact checked immediately.
All right, so here's a quote from a doctor. It's actually a neurologic phenomenon that can happen in any heightened emotional state, said Dr. Leah Kroll, a neurologist at Temple University.
Okay.
As Taylor Swift fans are going to the concert, there's so much to be excited about. There's so much stimuli to process for the brain, and that can actually get in the way of forming and storing memories of that concert experience.
Mm.
Interesting.
She's spoken with people who had similar experience. That was too good to be true. I definitely don't remember that. I've never thought that in my life. Oh, that was too good to be true. I definitely don't remember it. Never thought that. Every amazing thing has ever happened to me, I remember everything. I remember all of it. It's to have something like post-concert amnesia, it's really not such a bad thing, Kroll says. What it means is that your brain was so present in the moment. Oh, stop.
Come on, dude.
Stop.
Spoken like a true Swiftie. Yeah.
She's like, and I interviewed her while I was at the concert next to her in the front row.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much a stimuli for your brain to process. Didn't have the energy to focus on memory formation.
No, dude.
No.
No.
No, dude.
No.
Hey, Swifties, gather around.
Yeah.
Yeah, gather around.
All hands in. Everybody in.
Everybody in.
Yep.
No. No. I'm sorry. No, dude. No. Gosh.
This is probably like that feeling people talk about when they go, dude, it was such a blur, but we had a blast.
Yeah.
And that just means you had a blast.
Yeah.
You still remember it.
That means you had a blast.
It's also it's like a 3-hour show, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's why it's hard to remember too. It's 3 hours.
And you were, it also, like if I go to the, I went to the Hawks game when they played the Celtics in game 6.
Yeah.
Or like, I remember going, I remember sitting down. I remember getting the hot dog. I remember where I sat. I remember John Gray was next to me. I remember Trae Young getting into it with the refs. And I remember we lost.
Yep.
I remember.
Yeah.
What? Tell me about the Taylor Swift show. Yeah, you don't remember every.
Yeah, well, you couldn't recite back every play-by-play for the
what's
entire
the song
game.
List? I don't know.
Yeah.
She played Slam His Green Door or whatever, and then we went home. Our song. That's what. Yes, Slam His Green Door. Our song. She played our song, and she played.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Our song is a Slam His Green Door. Staying out late.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. You're right.
Tapping
on your
window. Right.
That's OG too.
When we're all alone and you talk real slow. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I know that song. Because it's late and your mama don't know.
I didn't even remember that was her. Am I suffering from amnesia?
Oh, you might be, dude. The eras that suffer from amnesia. That's the way. And also, hey, Swifties, gather around again. So I let y'all go early.
Everybody back
gather
in.
Back around.
Sorry, too early.
I let you back out on the court. Another timeout.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
back
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Timeout. Ah, you're drinking. You had 7 White Claws, dude. What? Gosh. I promise this is not even a rant. This is a rant. I talk about this in my show. Women will literally do, and I talk about this in my show as a bit.
Yeah.
Women will do anything to avoid saying they're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, listen, I don't know what happened. We were on the boat. And first of all, I didn't drink anything all day. I didn't drink any water all day. We were in the sun. I didn't eat anything. And then I had 9 shots and I think someone roofied me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they didn't. Yeah. No, they, you got hammered. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got hammered.
Uh-huh.
Like I,
it happens.
John, I drank 9 vodka cranberries. I don't remember. I'm allergic to cranberry.
Right.
You're not, you got drunk. Like if you talk about like masculine or feminine, we could do that with a Republican or Democrat.
Nice. Yep.
It's like getting drunk is a masculine.
Yeah.
Guys are just like, yeah, what happened? Nah, I don't know. I was watching Monday Night Football, got drunk.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
It can never, like, I've all the days are like Tequila Tuesday, Wine Wednesday, Thirsty. Men could just go out. I don't drink anymore. But we just go out like, hey, what happened? It was Tuesday night. We went to sports bar and got drunk. Women, because of their pride or they don't
want. What is that?
But it's a good thing.
Sure.
They don't want to just, I just got drunk. Men are, we have a little less.
Why not? Why not just call it what it is?
I mean, you should.
You just got drunk.
You got drunk.
It's okay. It happens.
Hey, the title of the, Swifties went to the concert, got drunk and had a great time. That should be the title of this article.
Swifties go to show and have first seltzers.
Yeah. Because mom was with them and they bought them with the Swifties went to show and had their first seltzer.
Comma, forgot everything.
Forgot it. I would say.
I love a good comma in a headline. Comma. Swifties go to first. Swifties go to show, have first seltzers, comma, forget the whole thing.
Also, I forgot all of, I don't know. I woke up, I was at home and I remember having puke on my shirt, right. And I remember being carried out in a stretcher, but I don't remember. It wasn't amnesia, Heather.
Yeah.
Okay. Dang it, dude.
It's because the story of we went to the show and it was so good and so much fun that I can't even remember it is a way better way to paint that experience than we went to the show and got so drunk we don't remember the performance.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you can't say that.
One of those is a little bit nicer to say.
It's better for your boss the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have post-concert amnesia. I was blacked out. Yo, I was blacked out. I don't remember. It was a couple of times at Jason Aldean's because I was blacked out.
Yeah.
Because your brain.
Are you sure? John, actually, you might have just been having so much fun.
Oh, you know, you're right. I was having a lot of fun. I was dancing so hard.
Right.
That your brain was like, this is such good times. You don't want to remember this. Hey, this is awesome. This is going to provide you with dopamine rush.
Right.
Every time you remember this for the rest of human history, this is going to give you good feelings. We don't want this.
We can't.
Nah, we don't want this.
No. When you turn to your friend 9 times in 7 minutes and said, this is the best night of my life, your brain every time went delete memories.
Yeah. Yet you remember when the guy said no to you for prom in sixth grade for the rest of your life. Not sixth grade. Somebody you asked the homecoming and they said no. You remember everything about that event for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Taylor Swift, your brain is up there going, let's not.
Scratch this. We don't need this.
We don't need this.
We're not going to need this later.
Well, but it's because post-concert amnesia is made up.
Yeah.
It's made up. Everybody needs to start looking at the news like we look at the news.
Right.
More critically.
Right.
Made up.
There's no way this is a thing.
No way. Oh, speaking of, let's talk about that thing with the Twitter thing.
Okay.
All right, Twitter, I like this a lot because this is kind of on the same theme, right?
Yeah.
How are we doing on time? Because like kind of the same theme is like things you see that are not what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's, I would say algorithms, we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Before the 2020, when is the last election?
2020.
I was seeing a lot of my TikTok feed, a lot of like Joe Biden can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true.
Right.
My algorithm was feeding me stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of, he can't even form a sentence. And then I watched the debate. I go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might not be as clear and well thought out as you would like in a presidential, but he can speak. He's not
Obama well-spoken.
But he can. He's not what I was getting on TikTok.
Right.
So I think, and everybody kind of slowly switched to like algorithm-based feeds.
Yes.
I think, it was in real time with who you follow. That's how it started,
right? It was chronological. Instagram was, Twitter was.
Which one switched first? I think Twitter.
I believe Instagram did because.
Switch from not in order is order of popularity that would come first.
Yes.
Or they were feeding you things that you would want to see.
It might have been Facebook. It was either Facebook or Instagram was the first one to go because everybody then was like, we want chronological feeds back. And that's what started that whole.
I remember that. Yeah. Cause I remember Twitter doing it and I remember Instagram doing it.
Yeah.
And then you can scroll your Instagram now and it's not even people you follow.
Right.
It's like, I don't even know how,
in there.
But it's good stuff. It's good stuff to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, the algorithms are smart.
Yeah.
The algorithms are smart.
Yeah.
So it's stuff that you care about and like.
Yeah. And TikTok said, nah, screw you guys. We know what's best here. TikTok you just like, have all this stuff. You don't even know these people. Here's just a bunch
of good
stuff.
Yeah. You don't have to follow anybody.
Yeah.
You're just, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll let you know what you need.
Just make your account. We'll take it from here.
Yeah. 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 Just get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give us your eyes. We got you.
So anyways.
And to their credit.
Yeah,
they do got it.
Hey, it's working.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Shouts out China.
So this is, I don't even want to read the guy's Twitter feed because he says a lot of like inflammatory stuff.
Okay.
I see this guy on my feed.
Okay. Let's just stick with the headlines then and the bullet points.
All right. So Equinox is the gym. Equinox is the gym in LA. I said a black a black New York. This is what. Hold on. Is she saying this? Hold on. Go scroll up a little bit. Yeah. He says this. Okay.
This is covered by a journalist. That's what this is. It's a tweet about an article.
A black New York woman was fired from the high-end luxury gym Equinox after being late to work 47 times within 10 months. That's a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on. That's every day. No, that's not every day. 10 months is like 300 days. And you can, I'm guessing you go back to when the person clocked in. You can see.
Oh, for sure. All right, so that, so 10 months is like 300 days approximately. She was late 47 times. So that's like
one every five days.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a week. She then sued, alleging she was fired for being black. A Manhattan jury awarded her $11.25 million in damages last week.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
A lot to unpack.
You see that. You see that headline, and that makes, I know what the algorithms are doing, makes you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
This, okay, she was at fault. She got fired for being at fault. She claimed racism. She got sued. Made $11 million.
Mm-hmm.
That is what, and that's what, you, that's the kind of stuff you read on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like, and it makes you go, it's like my, it's the, our generation's version of our parents watching Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, what is this world coming? We got to, right. All right. And then Community Notes.
Explain what that is.
Community Notes is like, I saw a guy from Barstool's like, Community Notes is the GOAT. Cause you say stuff and they go, not really. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the community of people that give you the context.
It's like when we get fact checked on this show.
Yeah, Community Notes is like fact check, but it's like it's not. It doesn't lean any side. I mean, it's better. Objective. It's not like when Facebook during the election, it was just wild. It's like, all right, this is not fact checking. This is just taking down stuff that is not on your side.
Right.
Okay. Community Notes says, readers added context that they thought people might want to know.
So this is providing added context that helps you understand what actually happened in that headline with an article that shows like where it's sourcing that info from.
So you read that and you go, right? Yeah. And then Community Notes goes, huh, well, and it says, the woman never denied that she was often late for work, but her lawyers had presented evidence of many other people also having failed to show up on time with relatively few consequences. There had also been racial discrimination, which lawyers for Equinox did not dispute.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now it makes sense why she was awarded $11.25 million.
All right. And also, you're fighting an Equinox gym, and the lawyers are, I'm not, if you're in court for, I'll even give more, I don't know it.
Yeah.
But you're in court for, let's say, a year. Those bills, $11 million, and you go, all right, and then you're like, all right. But on paper, at the top of that is I think scary.
Mm-hmm.
I think scary for people to go, what is the world coming to or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then you go, oh, so coming late to work, it seems like let's say you're 3 minutes late, right?
Yep.
You clock in, you work at a fast food. I used to work at Chick-fil-A, clock in. You know when the person's late.
Right.
And that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing because everybody's late.
Sounds like that's the culture.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
And she's saying there also have been racial discrimination at that Equinox and the lawyers did not dispute.
They're like, yeah, we're doing that. Yeah. Oh, the racism. Yeah. We're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, racism. Yeah. We're doing that.
Yeah. We have that.
Oh yeah. We do that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got an
elliptical. That's part of us.
We got an elliptical, we got a treadmill, and racism, we have that.
Yeah, we have that.
We have plenty of that. Yeah.
That'll be $325 a month.
No, please. That'll be $11 million for racism.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that.
No.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is you get on there and you go, right?
Yeah.
And then they go, well, not really. I don't know too much. There's a situation with the go to the one about who was it? Who played Lululemon.
Mm-hmm.
Just type in Lululemon employee fired. I saw this on Community Notes. We don't have the Community Notes on the pod. Lululemon, go to the news article. Go down to the news article. That might be it. Yeah, there's a million of them. So there's a video of somebody coming in and robbing a Lululemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't stop them.
Okay.
They just let, they, oh no, they, I think they tried to stop them and then they got fired.
Okay.
The two employees that tried to stop it got fired and they have like a no tolerance, right?
Yep.
No tolerance, on merchandise, don't like, but that's a very, I think, prevalent where you don't strike. I worked at a gas station in 2003 and we didn't stop anybody.
Right.
You can, now you can prevent them. If they have, you do not stop, you don't run after them.
Right.
People would, cartons of cigarettes would be the main thing people would steal.
Sure.
And they would have elastic sweatpants and they would put chips and stuff down in there. And do not, don't, we were taught, don't stop, don't
have it.
Prevent them and it lock things up and like, but put them behind cases, but don't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
You can confront them verbally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an example. But then,
yeah, this says CEO who fired employees for confronting thieves stands by decision, saying, quote, it's only merchandise.
Yeah, but the right is going, what's our world coming to when, right, when criminals can just do whatever they want? Mm-hmm. And I read the community notes on that was that they filmed them.
They filmed them
robbing the place and put it online.
So they got fired for that.
Yes.
Got it.
And I go, oh, well, all right, that like the Equinox story and this story, you go, oh, well, that's a little bit more like palatable.
Mm-hmm.
Or but they make the headlines in such a
yeah.
And Community Notes goes,
yeah, no.
Nah. No.
Hey, maybe thought you'd like to know also this part.
Yeah, and that's the and dude, when you're coming down like so heavy-handed on like a, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody goes, not really.
Yeah.
You go, nah, dang it. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Not really.
I wish we had community notes on everything. Can you imagine community notes on like a news broadcast?
Community notes on
like somebody just slid in. Oh, yeah. And was like, actually, guys.
Like my group text with my buddies, community notes. We have an ongoing conversation is like, is a team built better through free agency or the draft?
Nice.
And we're always like, whenever something on either buddy's side, they go, look, see?
Yep.
And then I wish there was this like community notes on everything.
Over the last 20 years, actually, teams have successfully.
You know what's funny is like, it'd just be like it's now like a roast in like, I just like put like asterisks, like community notes.
Nice.
Community notes is great.
I wish it was in my head when I hear community notes. It's the like the voice I was just doing is the voice of the little paperclip guy that used to be on Microsoft Word.
Oh, what was that thing called?
Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was his name?
Clip. Was it Pin or something like that? He would help you.
Yeah, he was like a little assistant.
Yeah, that thing. What is that? That's community notes.
What was his name? Clip It.
Clip It. Yeah, Clip.
Named Clippy.
Yeah. And what did he do? He would help you, right?
He'd just pop in and be like, hey, looks like you need help formatting this. Can I help you do that? He was like the original AI, I think. That's pretty cool.
The original AI.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend's episode brought to you this weekend. If you're listening on the weekend.
Yeah, you could be.
This week's episode, back again, Hanson Shaving, baby.
We know him. We
I'm
love him.
I'm trimmed up. I'm tight. I'm high and tight. Where did I go? I thought I had an appearance to do something. Oh, I was on Fox. I was on TV.
Nice.
When you go on TV,
yeah,
you gotta shave with a razor.
Gotta look
not
good,
the zzz, you gotta
yep,
tighten yourself up.
Yeah.
Oh, the pains of cheap razors, nicks, cuts, irritations.
Ugh.
We all got them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse. And then the subscription razors, they come too often. You don't need that anymore.
No.
Tech focused. The mechanics of this razor, nothing better.
It's science.
Yeah,
it's just science. Like it's that much.
This
better.
Razor is right and left. It's
yes.
for everybody.
Yes.
This razor is for yes. everybody. Because they told us when about the blade is that you have 5, 6, 7. I mean, what were those other blades? We don't mention them by name, but like in high school, was it?
When they were like 7 blades.
Yeah. And they're like, just adding blades is not the solution.
No. Do it once and do it right. And what Hanson does.
They said they described it to us as like a diving board.
Mm-hmm.
Hanson blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes.
Right.
A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem.
Mm.
And they figured this out so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Just get your face trimmed up.
And so basically they've crafted this razor so that the blade doesn't have room to do this.
Yeah.
It's held in place, so it's very firm and stiff.
And it feels so good.
And it just glides through.
And I get it right here and right here.
Yeah.
I get it all
It's
right
so
here,
good. I can do it like I'll shave it down and then I can even flip it and go up.
And your beard is stronger than mine.
I have really sensitive skin.
You go down?
So usually like anytime I have to shave my neck or anything, I get super razor burn.
Oh, yeah,
but
with
this one, it's really, now really smooth. Is.
Yeah. And all the products everybody's putting on their faces these days to try to keep their face looking young.
Yep.
You know what you don't need? 7 blades running across it. That's not even in the script, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime.
A lifetime.
And that razor, you can lay that razor out.
Yeah.
You let that one sit.
You leave it on the counter so people see it when they come over and they go, what is that? Because it is beautiful.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't put it in a drawer or nothing like that.
No.
Some of those, like the other ones, don't.
You build a city on the hill.
Yeah, you
don't put
those.
A candle under a basket.
Nah.
You let that light shine.
That's a Bible verse. Mm-hmm. Henson. Yeah. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor. Razor that'll last a lifetime. It will. HensonShaving.com/net positive to pick the razor for you and the code net positive. 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. And just make sure you add them. Just make sure to add them in your cart. That's 100 free blades. When you head to HensonShaving.com/net positive, use the code net positive. Henson, HensonShaving.com, baby. Get yourself trimmed up.
Yeah. And just to be clear, because we had a few fans get confused on this, you go to the website, you add the product to your cart.
Okay.
Then you hit the promo code and then it applies the discount.
Oh,
that's
why
people got a little bit confused, but that's how that works.
Hey, put that thing. I would put one in the guest bathroom.
Oh yeah, dude.
Just in case someone needs to pop. Yeah. Do you have a guest room in your house?
I do.
So when your parents or somebody's parents come, they stay there.
Yeah.
I don't have a wing. I have like a floor. Mine's like a tall and skinny,
mm-hmm.
the first floor. And I have, what do I have in there? I guess I have shampoo in there,
mm-hmm.
but a razor, a hotel. You can ask for a razor. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put a razor in the guest bathroom.
Nice.
They'll be like, dang.
I like that. That's luxury, dude.
That's like one of those things that are like fake, like an ice machine,
mm-hmm.
with like my kind of ice.
Yep.
Because I have a Red Bull fridge. That's what I got.
Ooh, nice.
I got a Red Bull fridge, just Red Bull in there.
Dope.
Is that a luxury item?
Yeah, I think so. That's cool.
Yeah, dude, somebody's going to come up and be, dude, you got those razors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you try it out?
What's his name? Rob Dyrdek used to have a new pair of briefs and a new pair of socks every day.
I like
luxury.
That's a good feel. That's the next level. We're going to get there one of these days.
Someday, man.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, we got to talk about some good news.
Yeah.
Some fun news.
Yeah.
The flatbed truck.
Mm-hmm.
This is just unbelievable.
Yes.
All right. I got sent this a bunch. Because I think I'll go back in my Instagram. I think I've made this joke before. I think, all right, you can pause it.
Yeah.
All right. This is going all around the news everywhere. Basically,
this hit my group chat so quick.
Oh, yeah. Every guy group chat.
Yeah.
So there's a flatbed. I'm just watching it. There's a flatbed tow truck sitting on the side of the interstate with the bed down.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows, everybody has seen that before and goes, I want to ramp that.
Mm-hmm.
Every man on earth has thought that. They've seen one of those flatbed tow trucks. What is it called? Down.
Yeah.
It's prepared to pick somebody who had a wreck.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of cops on the side of the interstate and they're figuring out the flatbed truck. Somebody just hits it at going 60.
We've all had the thought.
Everybody has.
Like I usually make a stupid joke like, hold on tight. I'm going to set this.
Oh, just wait.
Like, yeah. We're going to hit this. You know that button I told you to never
look
push?
At this. Push it. Yeah. It's a guy thing.
Yeah.
It's same with a guy looking at the Grand Canyon, you go, dude, if we had a motorcycle and a ramp, I bet we'd get over this thing.
Yeah.
It's a guy thing to think.
Yeah.
I don't know if women have thought that.
I don't know.
Women have thought that. And here's what I would think before I go, would the truck move?
Right.
How far would I go?
Right.
Would I land on my tires?
Yes.
Would I live? How would the car be?
Right.
That's if I'm driving on the interstate, I see that that's where my brain.
Quick analysis.
Yeah. Quick analysis. So this
person. And the answer has always been, I'm not actually going to send it here.
No, dude, no. But there may be like some like a Fear Factor, like Mr. Beast type where somebody has,
mm-hmm.
But not written. No, nobody.
In real life? No. Not just out in the wild.
No,
maybe
no,
as
no,
a
no,
stunt.
No.
Yeah, controlled it.
As a stunt.
Like setting,
like, yeah. Into like a bunch of like.
Foam pit or
something.
Yeah,
or something. Nobody's actually sent, like, nobody's been driving down the road and sent it, but this car does. I don't know where this is. Dramatic body camera footage shows a car speeding down a Georgia highway. All right, hey, let's go, baby.
You sure it wasn't you?
Catching a tow truck ramp and flying about 120 feet through the air. All right, so immediately.
Just some good old boys.
Read some of those comments.
It pains me to see others living out my dreams.
Yes.
The intrusive thoughts won.
the Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, sorry. The GTA Intrusive Thoughts 1.
Let's go. Exactly.
Dukes of Hazzards.
Oh, yeah.
My thoughts went to Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
Just, there it is. Just a good old boys. Never mean to know.
Is that from Dukes of Hazzard?
That's the theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Usually they would, like the intro would be they hit the jump and it would pause.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they would play the song.
Yeah. Every time I see a flatbed and it's the only thing playing in my mind, what if, nah. And I know it's not. I'm not the only one.
Everybody's thought this.
That went everywhere on the internet.
Bro and thought it, he was playing Crazy Taxi.
All right. So the other cop's casually watching it fly, dude.
I refuse to believe bro didn't do that on purpose.
All right. I mean, no, there's no way you would have driven down the interstate this way, gotten off the exit and come back.
Like you were like, now's my chance.
There's no way. Dude, there's no way.
I can't believe he clears the cab.
He flies over. All right. So he hits the, there's the top, right? There's the top on the flatbed.
Where that's what I'm saying. I can't believe he clears that.
Oh yeah.
Cause it looks like he would just hit it and go directly into the,
he cleared it,
but yeah, he gets over it.
I mean, the flatbed stayed there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably ruined. And he probably went.
That guy was standing right there.
Or he went 70 feet and he flipped. I think he landed on his side,
mm-hmm.
went on his back, and he survived.
The guy's okay, by the way. Injured, but okay.
And his car is that his car right there?
Yeah.
Legend, bro.
Wild, dude.
That is, I mean, I've always wanted to do that.
I mean, imagine this is you and like, boom. You recover now and you get to read all these comments and be like, yeah, well.
Unfortunately, that's why the wild stuff exists in this country is because of the internet.
Yeah.
Great read all around. Top tier. Going? I love that guy.
Yeah.
Good for him. Oh, no.
What else we got here?
What do you want to talk? Oh, let's get to the Chick-fil-A thing. We'll end it on this.
Okay, cool.
This is unbelievable. We should have said this at the beginning. We have fact-checked ourselves. We haven't fact-checked ourselves. What did we say last week?
Community notes to ourselves.
So Chick-fil-A hired a diversity. Yeah, this is community notes.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chick-fil-A hired a diversity coordinator, and everybody was in my Twitter going, I'm quitting Chick-fil-A. You're not. I'm going to go on the way home. I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A after this.
Just to make it right?
Just to support them.
Sure.
Yeah. So they hired an inclusion whatever, officer or something like that. And everybody's like, Chick-fil-A bowing to the woke mob. Okay. I go, first of all, chill out. What did I say? I go, Chick-fil-A is a business. Yeah. Remember that?
Yes.
I said, Chick-fil-A, they are whatever you're making them out to be. Chick-fil-A is trying to make money.
Yeah.
And they are.
As much as they can.
I believe they are a Christian.
Sure.
Or that's, it was founded on Christian principles. Let's say that.
Some people there are.
Yep. It was founded on Christian principles and it does have a little bit more of a, what is the stereotype over there? They'll help you with your, they'll help you if you're like delivering a baby. They're like very.
They'll choke that guy out in the parking lot who was trying to kidnap that kid or whatever.
They're very friendly people. Very like if you complain about something, they'll give you some free coupons. They always want to make it right by their customers.
Right.
Very, they have a culture.
Yeah.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we said that. We go, hey, Chick-fil-A, they hired a community. I go, it's probably not as big as a deal as you think, is what I said, right? Okay, we got an email.
Yeah.
My husband and I own and operate a Chick-fil-A, so consider me an expert here on the pod.
Here we go.
Yeah, we will.
Here we go.
Know what? We will.
Perfect.
Because you own one.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Your entire take, every word on Chick-fil-A DEA hire, .. 4, I believe I see there. Absolutely spot on. Every word. The VP of diversity, equity inclusion, that this is all about was hired into that role 3 years ago.
Oh,
nah.
Community notes.
Huh. So Twitter hate is late per usual. He's been with Chick-fil-A for years. His role has just changed. I happen to know him and know he loves your comedy. Dude, he knows your comedy. He's one of us, which no need to say anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Completely stand up, solid guy, not woke. No, I don't like that term, but like
not what everybody thinks.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A would be stupid to not have people with eyes on this stuff. Solid take. You're out here doing the Lord's work in all caps. Keep it up.
Okay.
And you idiot on Twitter be like, I'm never eating a Chick-fil-A again. That's not true. Even if I don't even drink. Mm-hmm. I haven't drank. I'm about to be 3.5 years sober. I wouldn't even say I'll never drink Bud Light again.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
You're like, there's a chance.
I just would don't say like I think with everything that like has happened in my like personal life over the past, like I like don't come out so strongly against like. There's a lot going on that you don't know about.
Yeah, if you're speaking in absolutes without having all the
you're
facts.
Done. You're done. If you're speaking of this is how it goes, and then you can't go like, well, maybe not. Because you came out. I remember when we were coming back to do stand-up and with all those venues, and it was during when you had vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I wanted to come out and go, I remember this. I'll go, I want to come out on my social media and go, hey, we will not perform in any place that's mandatory vaccine. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't, just ethically, I didn't think I believed that you have to force people to, if this is a comedy show.
Right.
Now, the grocery store and the hospital, and that's different. But this is a voluntary, you can't make someone have a medical procedure to come. That seemed like too much for me.
Yeah.
Everybody's different mm-hmm. for me. And I wanted to make that stance. And I remember my agents being like, hey, like, have that stance, but like, just don't come so strongly with it.
Yeah.
Because then what if in 2 years, everything's vaccine, everything? Where are you going to go then?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
And then, and why come down, like things played themselves out as to what it was like, right. Oh yeah, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't know where it was going. Nobody
I didn't know, and nobody
going.
Did. Yeah. But you're like, this is the way. Like, everybody has their own opinions, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be like, this is the way. Like, I was like, if you say, I'm never, you see that article, Chick-fil-A hires diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm never, your brain is small.
Yeah.
I'll come down hard on that.
I would
your brain
agree
is
that.
Small.
Yeah.
Your brain is small.
Open it up.
Yeah.
Ask more questions.
And she said,
find
and
more info.
Yeah. Get community notes yourself.
Yes.
Look around in there.
Yes.
And if you do all the research, it's like, that's what it's like. If Joe Biden gets elected, I'm moving to Canada.
Do it.
Do it. Do it, dude.
Please.
Do all the protesting and just stick to it, please.
That was, when Trump got elected, everybody
stick
was
to
moving
it.
And it was like, okay, well,
go.
Go ahead and move then.
If you're going to sit down, I don't think I've come down to, now there's things that I don't prefer over other things, but
yeah.
I said that about Quiznos the other day. But okay. It was in the airport.
You kind of went hard on Quiznos.
They deserved.
Sure.
But if there was nothing else in the airport and there was a Quiznos, I would eat there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dude. But the absolute statements are so,
yeah.
They feel so good, don't they?
So this guy's been there for 3 years.
Yeah. And also,
and nothing, no and one also, has noticed anything different.
And Chick-fil-A could use some more inclusivity.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe he's just saying, like, hey, we got to figure out a way to market our product to
other
types of people. Yes.
Yeah.
He
may also get in there, he may have when he came in. He may have gotten in there and been like, you know what? We're actually doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Let's keep it up.
Any
like, who knows?
There's companies with 5 employees that have a DEI person.
For sure.
You know how big that place is?
Yeah.
Somebody that's in charge of diversity, inclusivity, and what is it?
Equity and inclusion.
Equity
and inclusivity.
But that's like a word that's you should... John Chris Comedy is 3 weeks away from hiring that person. Not really, but like,
congrats, dude. That's
no,
awesome.
We've had the conversations.
Yeah,
amongst my management.
Yep.
About those topics.
Yes.
Gosh, but to be
and that's I think that's what's important is like they're just conversations and they should be had and if they turn over stones that are like oh we should fix some things. Then fix those things.
And if, yeah.
But you have to have somebody there to start those conversations.
Look up Chick-fil-A's annual revenue.
Oh, gosh.
Watch this. I mean, it's got to be.
What do you think?
I'm going to go $10 billion.
$10 billion?
Yeah, $10 billion. No, 5.
I was going to say 7.
I think because the only context I have for this is I think McDonald's made 19.
Okay.
Billion.
6.4.
Gosh. No. Hey. Listen to us. We're right on everything. We're right on everything. No, we've been way.
Even
actually,
the community knows.
No,
we've been
way wrong on some things
for
on this podcast.
Sure.
But I guessed around that. Yeah, yeah.
6.4 billion in 2022 compared to 5.8 billion in 2021.
Hey.
An increase of just over 10%.
Okay. All right. And let's just say an inclusivity coordinator mm-hmm. works at corporate. How much you want to put that guy at? 120? 1,000? 80,000?
No, I'd give him probably 150.
150. He makes 150.
At least at a place that big, yeah. Right. Drop in the bucket.
What?
Yeah.
What? What?
Yep.
What? And What? You, did she have the follow-up email?
Yeah, she sent another follow-up.
And she followed up. She was so passionate. We're not going to give this away to the lady's name because we love her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's emailed in a couple other times too. She's always got good stuff. So thank you.
I like, okay. All right. This is kind of what I've kind of said this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I hate myself for the follow-up email. Fair.
Sure.
Follow-up email.
Absolutely.
Can't make that move.
Yep.
We're going to forgive her because mm-hmm. her first one was so solid.
Yep.
Scroll to the left. I can't really read it.
I know it's small. I'm trying to show you. I'll move it as you go. Go ahead.
The far-right conservative church has done to Chick-fil-A what the church did to you, John. That's going to make me cry. Mm. They made you their, quote, church comedian, and so then they held you to the standard that isn't your gig or your idea. You did not set out to be that, but then we were held to that, and they decided, but we held you to that, and they decided you were that. You're on their team. You're not what they decide. You're not what they decided you are. Chick-fil-A was founded on biblical principles. We are on the team. We are largely Jesus people. And we are not a youth group. Mm-hmm. Is exactly what I said last week. I go, they're for money.
Yeah.
They want to do good by. I'm not going to rob you in the parking lot, right. But we're for money.
Yeah, the goal is do good. The goal is make a lot of money in business.
Yeah.
We're also going to try to stick to our morals and values on that road.
We're not a youth group.
Right.
We're not a youth group. We are a business and we follow the same employment law as the rest of America. So we are not a youth group or a church. The itty bitty far right conservative missionary Baptist church thinks we are them, thinks we represent them. We are not and we do not, period.
She's passionate on this. I love this.
I agree. When John said they are not on your team as much as you think they are, we all started clapping.
Were they listening in the restaurant?
Yeah, I love they're listening they're at listening. The corporate.
That's awesome.
My family, she said, listen, she goes, we are conservative Jesus. Okay. All right, I'm not going to read
Jesus
that.
Loving people.
Yeah, we are. Okay. That's between us and you. Yeah. We are on the team. And you're taking spot on. Also, my cleaning lady, Flex, showed up and talking about how her pastor said to boycott Chick-fil-A, Missionary Baptist, and she said Chick-fil-A. She had Chick-fil-A for breakfast. These people are all talk.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whatever the title of the podcast is, it's this.
Yeah.
Well, we've kind of been talking about the same thing all day. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, you want them to be... But that's every like artist, right? Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, he made a, oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, or like, you know, somebody in the NBA has a, is with a prostitute mm-hmm. or embezzles money or cheats on his girlfriend better. You're like, oh, I thought, you're like, why?
Well, we talked about this long ago when we were talking about cancel culture and I made the claim that I think Christians invented it.
Yeah.
And it was this type of example that I wish I had this example at the time because I got way too much heat for it because I didn't have any good examples.
Yeah.
But like as Christians, I think a lot of us latch on to things and go, oh, that's Christian because we feel sometimes underserved in mass media because there's not a lot of Christian representation there.
Yep.
And so we see Chick-fil-A and we go,
we've done it with everybody.
But the moment they slip, we're so quick to go get out or not even slip, do something that we might not agree
with. You're looking at him. And they go, who made him that?
Right.
Who now Chick-fil-A, they say we are Christian. I am a Christian. And she owns one, mm-hmm. but I don't care how Christian are, I'm trying to get the calculator here. Mm-hmm. If you're not, your store's closed. Mm-hmm. Your store's closed.
Yeah.
They will close your store. You can be feeding all the homeless people. You could be doing a charity book drive. You could have the Bible study. I've gone into Chick-fil-A and they have like people with Bibles open on Wednesday morning, a group of guys.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah,
we love
awesome.
It. We love it. But you also know what you're also doing? Buying breakfast. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't buy breakfast in here, we would kick you out.
Yeah, I don't think Chick-fil-A would be psyched if they just had a bunch of people sitting at tables doing Bible studies.
They would be the opposite of
psyched.
They would be the opposite of psyched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you come down on Chick-fil-A because they didn't, you're like, when did they say they did? Mm-hmm. oh, maybe I said they were. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what she's saying.
Yeah.
It's a, gosh, it's such a, that's, that might be a top 10 email for us.
Great.
That's a great email.
Both of them back to back.
Yeah. And she's like, I'll put my name on it. Mm-hmm. We didn't read it, but good for her, man.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so, it's, yeah, it's every, oh, a politician. I thought he was with us. Mm-hmm. And then he votes. Yeah. I'm not going to get anything done here in Congress if I don't give a little bit of a nod to the other side so we can.
And that doesn't make him not with you anymore.
No, it doesn't make him not with you anymore. And yeah, you want people to be, everybody's on your team or against your team.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Hold others to the same standards that you'd like to be held to.
I think, and me too. Me too.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't really believe that. I used to believe that. I don't anymore. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't used to believe that. I do now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's progressing and developing. To say, like, I think it was a Babylon Bee article or something like that. Like, a conservative boycott. Now he's just alone in a cave. Like, and he
ran out of things.
Yeah, he ran out of things.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, I feel like we were at the Folds of Honor softball game last night in Nashville, and the dugouts full of coolers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Bud Light. They had Bud Light, mm-hmm, and the cooler was full. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was so funny because it's like, we're all partying. It's like a battle of like Republicanism versus alcoholism.
Yeah.
And it's like, which way? You're like, after like, you're like, how long am I going to, like, if there's a bunch of beer,
yeah,
you go, oh, and if there's the Miller Light and there's a Coors Light, you go, all right, I can. But if I just imagine like, let's say a couple that is like for Pride Month and the opposite of that uncle on the beach. Mm-hmm. And there's like, he's so hot.
Yeah.
He's like, man, he used to love Bud Light also. Right. Every year he would come to the beach with the cooler of Bud Light.
Yep.
And now his, maybe say there's a gay couple next to them and they're like, hey, you want a Bud Light? It's like how it's like a war of attrition.
Yeah.
It's like, how long can you like, go,
yeah,
without, like, you're like, all right, give, yeah, me the Bud Light. Yeah. But it's funny because I would consider the event last night, if it had to choose a side, to be Republican. Mm-hmm. It's more pro-military, which is, it's not even pro, but it was a very, community events supporting a lot of different, and it was but they had the organization that put on the event has a distributor license with Budweiser. Mm-hmm. So it by contract, mm-hmm, has to be there.
Right.
So now you can choose to not drink it, but yep, they can't not serve it.
Right.
The
event is being made possible by Budweiser.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So you go, wait, I can't believe that they would have Budweiser. Like, well, there's their community notes it. Mm-hmm. They have a contract,
yeah,
in place. You can choose. Now, you can open it up and pour it out or something.
Sure.
But you have to have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I go.
And I'm sure part of that contract is also Budweiser donating money to the cause.
Thing that, like, I'm there for.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're all trying to do the same thing here.
Yeah. So you go, I can't believe they would have. I'm like, yeah. Wait. All right.
Yeah.
It just does. When back to Andrew's content, like, how would you feel if you didn't have a podcast? It just puts everything into, like, I can handle that. Mm-hmm. And I hope we do that for everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to hire the John Chris comedy. I wonder if they have a inclusion coordinator that worked for us. What do you would say?
Yeah. What do you think, like, day one changes would be?
I'll say there's a lot of white Republicans at my show.
Yep.
You came to
saw that firsthand. Your audience is fun, man.
Yeah.
By the way, to all the people who came up and said what's up after the show, I appreciate you. That was really fun.
Did they?
That was
cool. Say, yeah, it was dope. I should have said something on stage. You were there.
That was cool. Yeah. That was really fun. I thought the other funny thing there was like,
hey, dude, a little bit of a tire pump in the lobby out there.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me?
Because, all right, hold on.
You think I drove 3 hours just to have a weekend away with my wife?
Okay. I go, we get done with the show, and if there's ever, like, you know, a family member or so-and-so, I go, hey, that we have probably, that's freaking hilarious. We have, I would say 15 minutes until they organize the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. So there's 100 people that come to the meet and greet. They got to kind of clear the venue out, organize them, get them in a line. Then I come out and then we do the meet and greet.
Yep.
So I go, Alex, where are you at?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I'm in the lobby. I go, what do you mean you're in the lobby?
Yeah.
He's like, well, Maggie's going to the bathroom. I go, what? There's a bathroom back here.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea. I had no idea where anybody was. That was part of it. And the other part was like, yeah, let me go up front and see what's going on.
Yeah, you should, dude.
I want to see the people a little bit.
Nobody, ain't nobody hate on that. I should have mentioned you were there. My
bad. A couple observations, though, about that.
Yeah.
So, first of all, your sister's great.
Yeah.
Bumped into her. She's awesome.
Yeah,
good to see her.
The best.
Second of all, if you're wearing all black,
yeah,
you can just walk backstage. Anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Were you?
Anywhere. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little bit of a lanyard.
Had the lanyard.
Go wherever you want.
But then, like, black tee, black jeans, they'll let you go wherever you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
I just, when we came back to the meet and greet, we just walked right back.
Don't say that on my podcast.
Or maybe in addition to hiring for DEI, you can hire some security.
I get next weekend there. I was like, who's all these people in the meet and greet? They're all wearing black. We're freaking black.
What a goth comic show this is. What is this thing, dude? That's funny.
Wait, I think I got an email that was similar to that.
It was it was awesome though, seeing all those people. It's fun.
Yeah, right.
I thought the guy next to us was watching baseball though on his phone.
Oh yeah.
During the show.
That's what somebody that's
what Maggie was telling you.
Yeah, go for it, dude. Yeah. You're good with that.
Hilarious.
It's been a good game.
Yeah.
This said, this is the same show you were at.
Yeah.
You might have seen this guy. We went to your show last night in Louisville and loved it. What really made me laugh, though, was we were leaving and there was a former Louisville basketball player who played on the 2013 national championship team. Shout out.
Cool.
Whoever's at the show. Very recognizable.
Oh.
Standing at one of the exits. Not sure what he was waiting on, but I started to wonder what percent of a tire pump he was needed by standing there and everyone would notice him.
Mm.
2013?
I wonder who was
That's
on that
10
team.
Years. Very recognizable, she says. We need to fact check who this guy is.
2013.
Because Louisville basketball is huge.
Louisville basketball.
I think it was the Rick Pitino days. I could be wrong.
Was that? Yeah, that was the Kevin Ware year.
When he broke his leg?
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago?
Wow. Yeah.
I will never forget that.
No, nobody will.
Was it him?
I wasn't having a good enough time to forget it.
No. Yeah.
I guarantee you Kevin was, though.
Great joke. All right, who is going to be Tim Henderson, Christian Academy? Could have been him.
Oh, sure. You're going by high school?
No, I'm going by high school and name. So Gorgul Dang from that's African. It's not him.
Okay.
I would say Peyton Silva from Seattle. It was not him. Russ Smith from Brooklyn. It was not him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone from Louisville. Tim Henderson, because those guys are from Louisville. They still live in Louisville.
Good call.
It'd be Tim Henderson, Zach Price, or Michael Balfour.
Yeah. It looks like none of those guys got drafted.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just very recognized
locally.
In Louisville, yeah.
Respect. Did it come out hometown show, heroes. Dude. We love them.
That's dope. I love that.
Good for that, dude. Good for that.
That's cool.
Hey, and tire pumps, there's people come to the show's wearing shirts, all kind of attention-seeking things. I'm for it.
There was a great camo jacket that I saw somebody
that.
Wore.
That, great, was,
a,
that was an
a
awesome
custom
look.
Camo jacket.
She came back to the Mean Green. She had dope. That Mean Green for a while.
Love that.
Someone came to the show she's sitting in the front row. Two girls in the front row come to the show the day after in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
With two, these white shirts on that said, show me your kitties.
Spell kitties.
KITTIES.
Okay.
And there's two pictures of cats on the front of their shirts. And a lot of people wear like shirts of jokes of mine
mm-hmm.
to the show.
Right.
And I see them in the front row and I'm busy.
Yeah.
To say the least. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I'm doing the thing now.
Yeah.
And now but I was like, I think that says, but that's not one of my jokes.
Right.
And I was like, why? That doesn't make any sense. And there's another girl wearing
Did you get to ask them about it?
So at the when you all come on stage together at the end, Derek is like, I can't resist this anymore.
Yeah.
What's going on with the shirts?
Yeah.
And they go, we just came from a cat convention. I go, all right, dude, you gotta say that. I said it's cool that they could come to the show and they didn't feel any no, type great. Of way about
good
that.
For them.
I
go, yeah.
Oh, and they were great.
But also definitely confusing to everybody
also
else
confusing.
That isn't you.
Confusing. Yeah. There I go. Oh,
this also, is a cat convention?
Shh, did we not get to talk about that? Oh, no. Derek got him. Derek got him.
Okay.
Good. Derek covered it. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I could smell the, he said, I could smell the urine from here or something like that. Something brutal. Yeah.
I love when you all get together at the end and just kind of chat.
Yeah. Well, cool. We kind of bring the lights up and we kind of look around at everybody in there. And yeah. I kind of talk to people during the show. So we kind of revisit all that.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Man. That's fun, man.
Yeah. Come out to some shows. We're back on the road this weekend. If they're listening to the beginning of the podcast, there's no people that came in the middle.
Probably not.
Yeah. If they heard the tour dates at the beginning, they don't need them again.
Yeah. Let's not waste their time.
Yeah. Let's not waste their time.
You already know. Rewind if you forgot.
Hey, go back to last week. Mm-hmm. Listen, is the Chick-fil-A thing in the timestamp? It's Andrew? Probably not. But yeah, it's in the emails? It's in the news.
It's
listen
in the
to that. If you have extra time, we're not going to read the tour dates. Go back, listen to that and listen to, and you'll be intellectually advanced.
Yes.
That's the net positive.
Nice.
See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.